Entonces, Ana, salude por favor al señor Fernández. Y yo tengo una primera pregunta porque aquí ya estoy viendo que hay 12 preguntas, obviamente todas para sobrinos. Yo tengo la primera pregunta, ¿no? Esta pastilla descompone el alcohol en el intestino y entonces no llega al hígado, o sea que no hay guayabo. ¿Cómo funciona el bacillus? Ya nos van a explicar. Pero la primera pregunta, Ana, saludando, felicitando al señor Fernández por su aporte al guayabo, al hangover, ¿esta pastilla ya tiene licencia de la Autoridad de Salud del Reino Unido?
Good morning, Dr. Fernandez. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And we want to begin this interview by asking you, does this pill that you guys are working on already has authorization from the UK Health Administration?
Yeah, so thanks for having me today. This product is a supplement, it's a consumer product, it's not a drug. All ingredients of Miracle are authorized by the UK regulator, the European regulator, the European Food Safety Agency, and the US Food Drug Administration. So all of the ingredients are 100% natural and vegan. You have bacteria, Bacillus coagulans and Bacillus subtilis. You have L-cysteine, which is an amino acid, and you have vitamin B12. All of those ingredients are 100% safe, 100% natural, 100% vegan, and are authorized in all Europe and in all the US and in many countries in the world.
Pues la buena noticia es que sí, este suplemento ya está autorizado por el regulador en el Reino Unido, por el regulador en la Unión Europea, también la FDA de los Estados Unidos, porque todos los ingredientes son absolutamente naturales y veganos. Tiene bacterias de alto rendimiento como el Bacillus coagulans y Bacillus subtilis. También está enriquecidas con L-cisteína y vitamina B12, que son ingredientes 100% naturales, seguros y están autorizados en todo Europa.
Señor Frederick Fernández, la píldora Miracle ha tenido una gran cobertura aquí en la prensa británica, pero ¿es verdad que es solo para bebedores moderados? ¿Y qué pasa con el resto entonces?
Pill has been very, you know, commented in the media in the UK and also around the world. But there's a little thing, a little asterisk, and it's that it says that it's only for moderate drinkers. So the question would be, what happens with the other drinkers?
Okay, so Miracle is doing something that no other product in the world is doing. It breaks down alcohol before it reaches the liver, okay? It breaks down up to 70% of alcohol after 16 minutes. You add alcohol in your body. That's point number one, okay? Point number two is not only Miracle breaks down alcohol before it reaches the liver, but it boosts as well immunity and energy levels because of the vitamin B12, okay? We have done consumer research in UK, and what we found out is the most interested consumers were the moderate social drinkers, meaning people going out a few times a week, having 1, 2, 3 drinks, but not big drinkers, not heavy drinkers. This product works for everyone, but the consumers that showed the biggest intent were social, frequent, moderate drinkers. And I would even dare to say that the people that want to go out and to get drunk, this is not a good product for them, because if you use Miracle, it will take you a lot longer and it will cost you a lot more money to get drunk. So this is not really the consumer segment that is the most interested in Miracle. And we don't think that people that want to go out and to get drunk will be very interesting in a product that will just make it much more difficult for them.
Bueno, Miracle, este medicamento, este suplemento más bien, hace algo que ningún otro producto en el mercado hace, y es romper el alcohol, descomponerlo antes de que llegue al hígado. Descompone hasta el 70% del alcohol antes de que llegue al hígado, y eso es la primera parte. Y no solo descompone el alcohol, sino también eleva la energía, sube la energía gracias a la vitamina B12 que tiene. Y ellos hicieron estas investigaciones en los consumidores moderados, esos que beben frecuentemente de manera moderada, 2-3 veces a la semana, pero que se toman un par de copas, pero nos dice que no sirve para todos, porque estos consumidores que toman demasiado, que toman para emborracharse, pues no van a estar interesados en esta píldora, porque se van a demorar mucho más en emborracharse gracias a este medicamento. Así que no es este sector al que ellos quieren equiparar, porque esas personas que quieren salir de fiesta y emborracharse y se toman este medicamento, les va a costar mucho más llegar a ese nivel de alicoramiento. Así que no lo recomienda para ellos, porque se van a gastar mucho más dinero tomando y bebiendo alcohol. Esta píldora está diseñada para aquellos tomadores frecuentes, moderados, que quieren salir a comerse algo y tomarse un par de vinos.
Pues que eso no les da guayabo, Grace. Usted no le da guayabo dos vinos. Por eso, Ana, yo quisiera concretar la pregunta. ¿El bebedor moderado es el de dos copas? Dos copas no producen, no hacen cosquillas. Eso no produce guayabo. O sea, ¿la pastilla es para quien bebe dos copas? ¿Eso para él es moderado?
Just to be clear, in terms of what moderate means for you, moderate is somebody that drinks two drinks, let's say two cups of wine, that's a moderate drinker?
So we define moderate drinkers, drinkers that declare themselves respecting the guidelines, the government guidelines, when it comes to drinking alcohol. In UK, those guidelines are 14 units a week. And there is roughly 80% of British people that self-declare that they respect the government guidelines when it comes to drinking alcohol. So they are within the 14 units per week. And that's what we call moderate drinkers, people that respect the government guidelines.
Ellos llaman a un bebedor moderado a aquellos que siguen la guía que tiene el gobierno del Reino Unido, que establece que 14 unidades por semana es un bebedor moderado. Nos dice que el 80% de los británicos respetan esta guía y se consideran bebedores moderados según lo que establece la guía del gobierno británico.
Siempre que un medicamento, un suplemento tan revolucionario sale al mercado, hay dudas sobre los estudios que soportan, pues, o que fundamentan estos suplementos. Por eso quiero preguntarle, ¿con cuánta gente evaluaron los efectos de este suplemento y durante cuánto tiempo?
Of course, when you have new supplements coming into the market, there's always a lot of controversy in terms of its efficiency. And how was it studied? So the question would be, with how many people did you guys study this pill, and for how long?
Yeah, so basically we did a clinical trial, okay? This clinical trial was independently run by a very reputed health institute and scientific institute in Germany, the Pfizer Health Institute, okay? They designed the protocol, they ran it independently, and these are the results. It involved 24 people, right? It was during 1 week, okay? So you can say that it's a rather small-scale clinical trial. Those results were reviewed by an independent board of scientists, and those results were as well published in prominent scientific journals of nutrition and metabolic insights, and they were independently peer-reviewed. We are in the process to start more clinical trials at a larger scale for longer duration, but we know that our product works because it's not only this clinical trial that shows it, is decades of experience giving it to people and the dozens and the hundreds of testimonials we received from consumers over the years. And I'm just going to give you an example. Some journalists already tried it in UK and already posted and wrote very good article on it because they have tried it, they see the benefit, they can make the difference versus not taking anything. So I think that all scientific evidence are strong. They are, everything has been done independently. It's not us doing it. It has been peer-reviewed. It's following the best-in-class scientific protocol, placebo, double-blind clinical trials. Now we are going to expand those clinical trials and to do it on a larger scale. But we are very confident in our technology because we just saw it working on hundreds and hundreds of people, and we see it again in UK and United Kingdom yes. This week. This is as well working. People are very positive about it.
Nos dice que el ensayo clínico se hizo de manera independiente por un instituto muy reputado en Alemania. Fueron ellos los que diseñaron todo este protocolo que involucró a 24 personas. El estudio duró apenas una semana. Es un estudio que se hizo a pequeña escala, pero que ya ha sido revisado por pares. Ha sido pues ya analizado por otros científicos. Están en el proceso de hacer más ensayos, más pruebas clínicas en este momento a una escala mayor, con una mayor duración, pero ellos saben que funciona porque ya ha sido utilizada por cientos de personas que han dado, digamos, sus reviews o análisis y han contado su experiencia usando este medicamento. Y también nos cuenta que los periodistas, porque esto ha sido, digamos, ha salido mucho en la prensa británica, los periodistas incluso que han hecho artículos al respecto, probaron el medicamento, probaron este suplemento y han dicho que funciona, han dado comentarios positivos al respecto y saben que ha funcionado. Así que para él la evidencia científica es fuerte porque el estudio se ha hecho de manera independiente, se ha seguido con el protocolo científico y ahora el paso que sigue es hacer un estudio a mayor escala.
Claro, pero los testimonios de poco valen para probar la eficacia de un suplemento. Aquí lo que cuenta es el estudio y nos dice nuestro invitado que tan solo fue con base en 24 personas y durante una semana. ¿No le parece que falta muchísimo más estudio y muchísimas más personas en esa muestra para hacer una afirmación tan fuerte como que este es el suplemento anti-guayabo o anti-resaca que va a solucionar ese problema que afecta a millones de personas?
Don't you feel that there needs to be a study, a bigger study done with more people, longer time, considering how, you know, this pill is being branded, like it's going to, solve all the hangover problems in the world. And, you know, then the amount of people that were in the study till now, it's not a lot. So don't you feel that perhaps you guys need to do a bigger study?
But that's what I just told you. I mean, in my previous answer, we are preparing a longer study with the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, which is the most reputed, one of the most reputed scientific research institutes in the world, that has the highest Nobel Prize in medicine in the world. We have an independent scientific advisor that is from Karolinska Institute, and we are currently preparing a larger clinical trials. Those things just take time. They are as well investment intensive, and usually when you do clinical trials, you start at small scale. When there is positive results, then you go for larger scale, and this is exactly what we're currently doing. So we're not putting on the market a drug. It's not like a COVID vaccination. It's not a drug. It's a supplement. All ingredients are perfectly legal to be sold, so we don't have to do, by laws, clinical trials to sell those products. But we are a science-first organization. We are very fact-based. We conduct a lot of clinical trials across all our product portfolio every year. But yes, we are going to do a bigger clinical trial on Miracle in the coming weeks, and it is a work in progress.
Nos dice que eso es lo que nos acaba de decir en la respuesta anterior y es que están preparando eso precisamente con un respetado instituto científico en Suecia, que es uno de los más importantes en el mundo. Están preparando este estudio a mayor escala porque eso, por supuesto, que toma tiempo. Usualmente estos estudios comienzan a una escala pequeña como el que ellos hicieron inicialmente y luego prosiguen a hacer un estudio mucho más grande. Esto no es como una vacuna del COVID-19 o un medicamento, es simplemente un suplemento que es legal venderlo y no se tiene que esperar a que se haga ese estudio a mayor escala para poder comercializar los productos. Pero nos dice que sí, que por supuesto que ese es el paso que sigue y es lo que hacen en su laboratorio donde ya han probado otros medicamentos.
Ana, por favor, pregúntele por qué, en su opinión, se han demorado tanto en inventarse una solución al guayabo que funcione de verdad.
When we speak about hangover, that it's something that so much people, you know, live with, why do you believe that's taken so long for somebody to invent something to deal with hangover?
Yeah, I think we need to recognize that it is not simple. Okay, otherwise it would have been done before. I think that in our case, we didn't wake up a morning and say, "Hey, let's solve hangover." You know, our chief scientific officer Yuan Defer was living in Japan 3 decades ago, and he came across a very interesting set of bacteria, and he started studying them and looking at how they could be used in different use cases. And it's only by coincidence, really by true serendipity, that he found a use case on alcohol, but it took decades and decades to perfect it. And that only when it was perfected, he had to find to meet business people to invest in his ideas, to finance clinical trials, to invest in resources to launch it. So I think it's complex. You need to have the science that needs to come together with capital, that needs to come together with entrepreneurial talent, sales and marketing skills. So there are a lot of things that need to come together. But I think that the scientific challenge in itself is not so easy. It's not so easy. Otherwise, it would have been done before. In our case, the technology is very proprietary. Those bacteria are proprietary. We are performing specific tasks to reprogram them, to perform specific activities in the gut. So this is not something that is so simple. That's why it took so many years to perfect and to get to the up to 70% alcohol breakdown. When Yuan started working on the technology, the result was like up to 5%, up to 10%.
Mr. Fernandez, thank you very much for your time and good luck with your pill.
Thank you.